attended by one serving man alone. The little birds did sweetly sing, making the shady groves to ring as on the tender branches green those woody choristers were seen. While their time they spent in pleasure, suddenly they were surprised. Six men they counted, rarely mounted, yet those robbers were disguised. Thieves with naked sword in hand, straight bid the lord and lady stand, and without any more ado, deliver gold and silver too. 'Tain't a time to stand and dally, therefore readily comply. To yield your treasure at our pleasure, or else by the sword you die. The frightened lady, full of grief, she trembled like an aspen leaf, hearing those villains thus run down. Her loyal lord of high renown, no entreaties would appease them, for the ruffians did reply, "Give us your treasure at our pleasure, or else by the sword you die." Straight replied, "What you demand shall be denied. Here shall you win before you wear. My gold and silver I declare." He no sooner this had spoken, but a pistol forth he drew, then ran up nigher and gave fire, slaying one and wounding two. Likewise stout will the serving man, courageously he did fall on, and held the other three in play. This was a sharp and bloody fray. The young lord at length was wounded, but when Will the same did see, for that disaster of his master, straight he vowed revenge he'd be. Shot and powder being spent, they with their swords to fighting went, the which stout Will could handle well. He vowed his anger to expel. Still their passes he defended, giving one so deep a wound as he did reach him, thus did fetch him with a vengeance to the ground. Which when the other two beheld, they were with fear and wonder filled, and did endeavor straight to fly. But William warmly did supply this with his sharp trusty weapon, which won't of the smallest size, did pursue them, cut and hew them, till he conquered them likewise. He presently disarmed the crew of swords, carbines, and pistols too, then brought them to a justice bound, who soon for them a prison found. Then at sizes must they answer for this black and horrid crime. May many others of their brothers likewise taken be in time. Soon after this, the noble lord, he gave his servant a reward of 50 guineas in his hand, since he courageously did stand in the midst of all the danger with undaunted courage. Then he well may glory in this story. There's but few such servants.